Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the morning show today. This is September 17th. Today we have two different interviews scheduled. Our first interview is with Friends of the Library, and they do the book sales mostly. My guests are Irene Adler. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning, Susie.
And Julie Smith, you're the outgoing president of Friends of the Library. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
I just found out that the Friends of the Library is a 501c independent nonprofit organization, and we'll get into that and all the great work that you're doing at the library. And you have and mostly we're going to focus on a rare and vintage book sale that's coming up. But we can get to our interview now with Irene Adler and Julie Smith from Friends of the Library. Now, I thought, you know, Friends of the Library was part of the library, but it's really in its own independent entity. So who would like to speak to that? Who are the Friends of the Library, and what is your mission?
Well, the Friends of the Library was formed as a 501c3 in 1989. And the original impetus behind it was an individual named Jim Clark, who got a group of people he knew who said, yes, they would be willing to join him. And it was established as a 501c3 at that time. Its mission is very simple. It's to support the library in all of its facilities. And so since then, the Friends of the Library have been putting on programs or have been earning money through book sales. Book sales come from book donations or calling from the library. And the community has been wonderful in attending those once a month. With that money, then we do various activities, which Julie can talk about as past president.
Well, we'll get to that. But, you know, I just want to say, because I think we all agree, don't we have the best library in the world? Oh. Could I say world?
You can. I think yes. I always tell, and then I'm surprised the number of people who have not been to our library, but it is one of the most beautiful buildings. And then it is, if you sat there in the foyer and tried to count how many people go in and out in a day, it is almost unbelievable. It really is in the programs they offer.
Mm-hmm. And just some of the programs to give a shout out to, things like, well, they have Joyce Jowdy there now. She's adult programming coordinator and just is putting together some amazing things. We have a beautiful summer garden. Mm-hmm. And in the garden, all kinds of things happen. Classes, and oftentimes in the summer, Joyce's program that she's created called Natural Connections, which is really bringing the community together. People with expertise show up and do teaching for a couple hours of what their expertise is. Might be how to tune a guitar or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. Herbal preparations for health and longevity, things like that. So there's that. And what else do we have at the library? We have the garden, the natural connection, the bookmobile. I mean, that is not, you know, it takes money to run a bookmobile, but it is a complete service to our community. And then there's other programs too. So Friends of the Library, you mentioned that it supports program. It has programs that it does and book sales to generate money that goes to the library. Let's hear what that looks like, a little bit more of.
All right. Well, programs, the vision kind of changed about 5 years ago for us to be more the library itself, and for Friends of the Library to be really a community-connected organization. And so we partner a great deal with Joyce and her programs. We support those. Sometimes we are co-sponsors of what she does. We did the Let's Talk About series with her. So we're right there.
That program, what did you call it? Connected? Community-connected? Can you just, because that was such a unique idea, can you just describe that a little bit?
Well, we get that from the state of Idaho, and it's a selection of, we have to apply for it, because most libraries would love to have it, but it doesn't go out to just every library, that opportunity. And we have had it before, but it's through this, I'm not going to say who it's through. Do you know, Irene?
The state of
Idaho, isn't mm-hmm. it? Yes.
Yeah, the library.
And this one was very much on, and it comes with a theme. And this one was a Native American contemporary authors that we did. And so that comes, you read the book, you come in as a whole group, and you have a discussion with someone leading that from, say, the University of Idaho, or somebody that's really a scholar in that particular genre.
And that particular event was really a community collaboration. It was a library, it was a Friends of the Library, and it was the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force together supported that.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll do it again?
Talking about it, but one has to apply for the books a year ahead of time. And so I'm not sure that this particular coming January and February we'll be able to do the Let's Talk About It series. But yes, I do believe that that will happen again.
The other thing that was so wonderful about this particular one is that we tried to have the tribe up in Cusick come, but it didn't work out. So we bought them the whole series of books so that they could have it there in their library.
So I imagine the funding for buying those books came from Friends of the Library.
It did.
So
yes,
that is, I was going to, yes. The next question was, what are some of the things you fund? And it's that program in particular called Community Connections, and then you bought books that for mm-hmm. those that couldn't arrive. Okay. And so let's get back to Friends of the Library, and you were going to say something before I brought up another thing.
Well, I was just going to, I can mention a few other things that we do to support the library. We do a community challenge grant in November usually. Depends on our finances and what we have by that time, but this year we did $5,000, and that was matched over and over again by our community, and all of that money goes to the library for the use forever, however they need it.
And do they have to apply for that, or is it just operating or
yeah,
whatever they need?
The Daily Bee usually announces for us that we're ready to do a matching grant, and that's about all it takes, really, and that people are so, so generous. We have three Wi-Fi hotspots in the library that we support. They have this wonderful book page, newspaper-like thing, that pamphlet, big pamphlet, that goes out every month.
A newsletter.
Well, it's actually, it's kind of a subscription to a periodical, and you can pick it up for free, and it goes through all the new books for the month, does talks, reader talks in it. It's pretty amazing. So we do that. I think we order
75 of them.
75 of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you check those out, or are they just sitting
there? No, they're
there
free.
Available?
They're free.
So
to
it's kind of like a book reference.
Yes.
Yeah,
sort.
Current book reference current. And author talks, and it covers adults all the way down to, you know, children's literature. And we co-sponsor so many things in the summer reading program. We go out to the schools with the Title I schools and participate in their STEM program that's every spring, I think it is. And we hand out we gather our books, our children's books, our best, and we make sure every child goes home with a book.
Aw,
yeah.
I like that.
Right. Yeah.
So coming back around, it's really about book sales, it sounds like, mostly.
Yes.
And that is where you generate the revenue to do all the great work that you're doing. Just to recap, the Friends of the Library are their own entity. It's a 501c3, and you just mentioned some of the work that you do, and you do it through supporting, financial support to lots of programs, but the revenue comes from the book sales.
And the community.
And mm-hmm. the community. So I was reading through some of the information. You get books all the time. Where do you store them?
Well, that can be...
Yes.
Yes, a problem.
A challenge.
That's a challenge. We like challenges.
The Friends of the Library has its own room in the library. So we have bookshelves and we have crates and boxes. And when we have our regular book sale, our used book sale, it's the first Saturday of the month. And all of that comes out, and the people, the Friends of the Library people who participate in the activity of not just financial support, but actual activity of what's required, unpack those books, set them up in displays, and have them ready when at 10 o'clock our doors open and people can come and look at all that we have. So it's a stream of books that come in and hopefully a nice stream of books that are bought and that go out. There are also a number of books that we look at and we think, let's just put this on the free cart and let it be available at no cost at all. And that's available for the customers of the library any day that they go
in. And that's where you first come into the foyer there.
Yes.
And then there's books when you go in the second set of doors into the library. Yes. There's other books that are, I don't know, a dollar each or something?
Yes.
A couple dollars.
$2.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do you curate which ones are free and which ones go to the $2 shelf and which ones are held back for the sales?
So the book cart inside the library gets those that are in the best condition, but that we also feel are going to be maybe appealing to an average patron of the library. When we're unsure about a book's appeal, we'll keep that one for the sale. And mainly it's about current condition of the book and also its saleability in copyright date and interest and what we think people are wanting to read. And of course, we know by the end of the sale what people were interested in and what they were not, and it ebbs and flows.
So is there quite a bit of turnover in books after the regular first Saturday sale of the month? Mm-hmm. And the ones that don't sell become maybe go out mm-hmm. in a different way, so you mm-hmm. have room for new books
yes.
coming in?
Yes.
And we
yes.
pack some of those back up because we know there's someone out there that would really like that book. They just haven't come by yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some are evidently move on to greener pastures.
So. They do.
And I'll just add a quick note that besides being free at the library, there's a lot of effort, and our president, Susanna Drinkard, has been really active in getting free books out to the community free libraries.
That's right. You know, she was going to join us today, and she might be listening. Hi, Susanna. And she mentioned that she takes quite a few books to the free little libraries that are around mm-hmm. neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
We love those.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Also. So you said we. That means that you have a group of volunteers.
Yes.
That are part of what makes this all happen. No
yes.
one's paid. No one's paid. So how would you describe to someone that says, I might want to be a volunteer, what would their jobs be? Some of the things that you could use help with. Do you need to recruit volunteers?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. If anybody is listening, yes, we are definitely looking for more members. The common theme is that we love books and want to support our library. So if you have that at mind, it's $10 a year to join our organization. And you can help in however... at whatever level you wish to. We have probably about 100 members, maybe out of that 100 members, 15 to 20 people are active in supporting by coming on our day of sorting and working at getting books ready for the next important day, which is our used book sale. There are also of those people, some who go. Julie frequently has gone and helped at the schools, at Pondere days, at the fair. It's whatever level of commitment you'd like to give.
And I have a feeling it's probably sort of fun.
Oh.
Tell us about the fun factor.
Well, the fun factor is just the whole group is fun. You know, I mean, it's just a welcoming, book-loving group. But it is, you know, we open these new boxes that have been given to us, and it's just kind of like Christmas. It really is. Mm-hmm. And then there's this exchange of, well, have you read this one? Or this was a really great book. Or, you know, so there's that going on all the time, too. And then a discussion on, you know, shall we keep this one or not? You know, and then we, during that time also, we go through our book room and we file a lot of books in there at the end, which takes some time. And that is a lot of nonfiction. And then we have a huge mystery section. So it is just an engagement morning that is just pretty delightful.
And in between our task that Julie just described, we are also personally catching up with, you know, how are you and what's going on in your life. And it's gotten to be a nice, beautiful blend of an activity along with personally connecting.
Sure. Friends
yes,
of the library.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I was walking with a friend yesterday, and we were talking about cleaning out our books. I said, I'm going to be talking with you folks today. And it's really hard to let go of your favorite books. Mm-hmm. However, when there's a place that you can take them where they are also loved, and then distributed mm-hmm. into our community in all different ways, it helps.
It does. It gives the book its life. You know, it continues on. And we do have that. And it's just so fun to see someone really find a book that they've been mm-hmm. missing to buy. You know, it kind of just...
The longevity of that book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So our favorite books that we're having a hard time letting go of, someone else has open hands ready to receive that and love mm-hmm. that book. Mm-hmm. So that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Well, we're really here to talk about the vintage and rare book sale. Is this the first time for you doing this?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so when books come in, so tell us about it. How do you find out? How do you decide? And when mm-hmm. is this rare and vintage book sale? So there's...
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, this first time vintage and collectible book sale that we're holding is this Saturday, the 20th. Starts at 10:30, ends at 1:00. How do we pick the books? Oh my gosh! it's a wonderful feeling to open up a book that has been donated and see that it has a copyright of 1920 or 1910 or 1940.
And sometimes 18-something.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And you know you've hit a vintage book. And then we explore... resources, and Julie has been doing that much longer than I have about looking up
I liken it to Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, and when she opens that door, there's the yellow brick road, and that's where the journey kind of starts, especially with the collectible rare ones. You take a look at it, and you know that it's worth something. And then it's just a detective process of looking at author, title, copyright date. You would be surprised how important the publisher is on a lot of books. It makes that stand out. I finally found one that one book that was only published by this particular publisher twice, and then somebody else took over. But it was that book that was the one that was a rare or a collectible book.
It sounds a little bit like there's a little bit of magic involved and surprise. And now that we have the internet, looking these things up is a whole different ballgame. You're not going to some collector over in Spokane that says, well, let's take a look. You can do the curating and research on it and make a decision on.
Usually, yes. When I've got books in front of me, you do this at home. I now it's even easier all of a sudden, but I used to have two or three, sometimes four websites open that I could put in all that information in the book and see what it would give me and then take me to that. I had a Mishner that had a cover that was, I couldn't find. I couldn't, the dust jacket was really important in this case because it was published before he became such a writer. And so copyright date was just almost non-existent on it. But somehow in my search, up pops the cover for the book. One time it did, and there it is.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
So a little bit of detective work.
Yes.
And what's really fun is to, I mean, your heart just starts thumping when you start looking at these books and their value. And as I'm standing next to another friend of the library who's doing this research, and I hear her sigh and find out that three little words made the difference between the book being a value of thousands of dollars versus hundreds of dollars. And those three words were book club edition.
Okay.
So it's really, it's exciting and it's also deflating and it's just really its own unique and really enjoyable activity. But it takes time.
Yep, lots of time. That's why you are recruiting volunteers. How would someone get a hold of you if they wanted to learn how to maybe join your really fun group?
Oh, my. Well, at the library. Yeah. We have a Friends of the Library brochure on the pedestal in the foyer, and also could go to the information desk and ask them to leave a note. You can write us a note, and they will make sure it gets to us because we have an FOL bin behind in the information desk area.
Right. How much do you think this book sale, you called it vintage and
collectible.
Collectible, not rare, but collectible book sale that's going on this Saturday, September 20th from 10:30 to 1. How many books do you have and what do you hope to raise for the library?
Boy, that's a big question because it's the first time.
It'd be interesting. We can come back and see how it went.
It would. Yes.
Yes, I'd love that. Okay. We probably have over 100 books. And the vintage are the older set, and among that will be a smaller subset of books that are rare. Collectibles are not necessarily, like probably copyrights 1970 and forward, but they're beautiful books. Some of them are rare. One of them, like, is America with a foreword by Gerald Ford.
Okay.
Not signed by him, but with a dust jacket. And so, again, you can see as we do this process, we learn what gives the value, what adds to the value. So, I don't know. We have, like Julie mentioned, Mishner. Who else would you like to mention?
Oh, well, we could make a whole list, and I didn't make a list.
but okay. Come over on Saturday.
A lot of first editions and a lot of beautiful children's books. You know, we forget about illustrators, but so often in those books, it is the illustrator that brings the price of a book. In that sort of
genre. That. I love children's books that are illustrated so beautifully. It's just so wonderful to see. So you'll have some of those. And
yes.
What else would you like to say about this? Invite people to come. How do you get, the word out besides you're here at the morning show at our community radio station, but you know, there's collectors out there that would want to know about this sale.
We realized that, and we did a beautiful flyer, and our president, Susanna Drinkard, she, mm-hmm. how many, we went out, she went out and garnered addresses for lots of bookstores, people that deal with books, and so we sent out 40 of those types of flyers out. Of course, we have them posted all around town, and we certainly thank you for having us, too. This makes a big, big difference.
Mm-hmm. And ads in the Reader and ads in the mm-hmm. Daily Bee, which will also cover the Coeur d'Alene area.
Okay.
And our hope is that we make more money than the advertising has cost. and that's our only cost, because the library has partnered with us in making the flyers for us.
Sure.
So we have modest goal this first time around.
Have you done press releases to the Bee and the Sandpoint Reader?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because those, I think, are always read.
They
and
are.
Can make a difference. They are.
And, you know, we really, the Daily Bee is so good about when our monthly book sales comes. Mm-hmm. It's always down in that border there that week, and we certainly appreciate. That's how the community steps up, though, you know.
Exactly.
All those different areas.
So, gals, Irene Adler and Julie Smith from Friends of the Library, I want to thank you for coming in. Any last words you'd like to share to our listeners that to encourage them with some of the work you're doing?
Oh,
well, if you are a book lover,
yes.
It's the best place to be.
Yes.
And it's a commitment. Your commitment is yours. It's not like there's hours or how much time you have to put in when we sort or on the sale day. We have people come in at different shifts. And so we just invite you. It's a really wonderful group that does really important mm-hmm. things in the community.
And come this Saturday and look at, expect that we have some prices that range from a few dollars to hundreds of dollars, because that's the value of the book that you would be looking at. But we would love to have you come, and it's just a delight.
Yeah,
to see you.
Sounds like finding a treasure might be just what you need that day.
Yes,
and you also have your first Saturday book sales every month.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, Julie and Irene, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and we'll visit with you again. Good luck on your sale.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Hope to see everybody there.
Thank you.